This is Nate Hudson with Ozark Radio News and News Team 7. We are continuing our Back the Blue interviews today. We're speaking with Travis Stone. He is a junior supervisor over at the Howell County Jail. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, how long have you been with the Howell County Jail?
I have been working for the Howell County Jail for just shy of 2 years.
And what does a junior supervisor do?
So basically, I supervise the day shift, part of the day shift, and part of the afternoon shift. I work like a swing shift because right now we have two shifts, day shift and an evening shift. So me working the swing shift, I get to cover the day-to-day stuff of what's going on the day shift and for the busier half of the evening shift.
So, as a person who has not had to spend any time in the Howell County Jail, luckily, what is the inside like? How many people can the jail hold?
We typically try to stay 50, around 50. We've been over that. We've been way over that. Usually, like during the summertime, we try to keep those numbers low. The lowest we've been was down in like the low 30s. Right now, we're hovering in the mid-40s in terms of population.
So when it comes to working in the jail, have you had a lot of, a lot of occurrences where you've had inmates or, you know, just people in the jail being combative, fighting, or has it been pretty quiet most of the time?
For the most part, it's fairly quiet. I actually just had an incident the other day where I had to go hands-on with an inmate. He just didn't want to obey direct orders and lock down when he was told to because he was causing a scene in the pod, and I ended up having to go hands-on with him. It's only the second or third time I've had to go hands-on since I started here. But for the most part, we do occasionally get people in the pods where somebody has a beef with somebody and we didn't know it when we process them in. And then they start something, and then we usually get them separated, and we make notes that so-and-so has issues with so-and-so. So if they do get released from the jail and end up coming back for whatever reason, we know not to put them in, like, the same pod and everything.
All right. And you've said the term pod a few times. Is that the individual jail cells?
Yeah. So we do have cells. We have holding cells. For like when we intake, we have a female pod, a minimum pod, which is more like an open bay, a medium pod, and then a max pod. The medium pod and the max pods have actual cells that they can lock in. Like I said, the minimum is just an open bay with a day room and then bunks in the back. We can hold 16. There's 16 bed spaces in the cells. We have 5 cells. In medium, max, we have 4 cells with 2 beds. We can hold 8 in the maximum pod. And then the minimum, there's room for 16.
So whenever you do have these issues, do you usually see that in the smaller pods or is that more on the larger pods?
It's usually in the larger pods, which is typically why, from when I've been there, medium is usually our biggest population-wise. Our biggest pod, and that's where we see most of our issues.
Okay. So I know when it comes to just jails in Missouri, one of the issues a lot of people have had, or a lot of jails have had, is controlled substances getting in.
Okay.
Have you seen a lot of people attempting to bring in controlled substances to the Howell County Jail?
So we have had a couple incidents of that. That was quite a while ago because last summer, we got in a body scanner device that takes an x-ray basically of your whole body so we can see what may or may not be hidden in your cavities. Since we instituted that, I don't believe we've had a single instance of anything getting into the jail.
Well, that is fantastic to hear. I'm glad to see that upgrades are being made and as time goes on. So what made you want to work for the Howell County Jail?
Okay, so I come from New York originally. I am not from here. My wife is. My wife's from this area. And before we moved down here, I was born and raised in New York. The last 4 years before I moved down here I was a state corrections officer for New York DOC. And as you know, New York's a fairly liberal, progressive state, and it wasn't getting any better. My wife and I knew it was going to get worse before it got any better. So we were like, listen, we need to pull up roots and we need to get out of here. So we moved down here 2 years ago. Like I said, she's from here, her family and everything's from here. And she said, well, you know, you could always try to hitch on at like Missouri DOC. And I said, yeah, I probably could, but I wanted to give the county side of things, because when you work in DOC, you already know they're convicted. They've been through the trial process, they're convicted, and then it's just care, custody, and control. County side is similar to that. It's just you have to take into account they haven't done all the trial and everything. They're innocent until proven guilty, and it's basically just a holding facility. And it's still care, custody, and control, making sure that they behave.
So I am curious. You say you're from New York, and yes. A lot of people in the area, they hear New York, they think it's immediately New York City.
And
so I'm going to assume that you're from the more upstate area.
Yes. I was born and raised in the, if you've heard of Lake Placid, where they had the Olympics, I was born and raised about 2 hours north of there. I was 10 minutes from the Canadian border. The very northern reaches of New York State is
beautiful
where I'm from.
Country up yes. there, I will say that.
Yes, it is.
So, since you've been here,
mm-hmm.
do you think our inmates here are, you know, more violent, less violent, or is it about the same?
It's about the same. Okay. My housing unit that I ran at my facility in New York, I ran it well enough. I only had, I believe, 4 fights and 1 cutting in the 4 years I ran that housing unit. Whereas, you know, here... It's small town, and people know each other. So that's why I think that's another reason why we have more instances, because people know people, and you get incidents more likely. Whereas up there in my facility, they were from all over New York. They just happened to get put at my facility.
So if somebody was wanting to work for the Howell County Jail,
mm-hmm.
is there any advice that you would give them?
I would say, which we are applying, we are hiring, we are always hiring for the jail. Unfortunately, jailing and corrections is the uglier side of law enforcement, I guess you could say. It's the underappreciated side because of what we deal with on a day-to-day basis. Like a lot of people want to be a cop and go out and arrest people, and it's like, okay, there's the flip side to that of what happens afterwards that a lot of people don't see and they don't know about. So I would say it takes a special breed of person to want to do that. I fell into that category when I started working DOC in New York. I was like, yeah, I think this is what I want to do. And if New York hadn't been as bad as it was, I'd probably still be there. But coming here, I transitioned to the county side and everything, and I've been loving it ever since. So it you will run into occasions. Inmates will make comments and everything, and you just have to realize it's not personal. They're going to try to get you riled up. They're going to try to see what they can get away with. They're going to play games with you and everything. But you just have to remember that it's a business. Now, I'm not saying you have to go out of your way to be nasty to inmates. I am very reserved and I'm very patient. I don't do anything unless you make me do something. And I usually have a pretty good rapport with inmates. I treat them like a human being. And you give them respect, it'll be given back to you. And for the most part, that works out pretty well. If you can do that, you typically won't have issues. If you let them know up front what they can and cannot get away with, and if you're consistent about it, you won't have issues.
So before becoming an officer,
mm-hmm.
Did you go to college? What education do you need to... go ahead and join the Howell County Jail?
You don't really need much of an education, because a lot of what you learn, you're going to learn on the job as you go. I have a bachelor's degree in phys ed because years and years ago, my plan was to become a gym teacher. And when I was in my second half of my sophomore year, the second biggest phys ed school in New York decided for whatever reason to shut down their phys ed program. So all their phys ed majors transferred to my college. Because I was in the biggest phys ed school in the state. that created a year and a half waiting list to get into the professional sequence. And I was like, I can't stick around college for another year and a half. So I opted to just get a Bachelor of Science in Phys Ed, but no like certification or anything. But I mean, if you are interested in working at the jail and if you're going to college, like criminal justice would be a no-brainer. It would give you some knowledge and everything. And then, like I said, a lot of the jailing stuff, we teach you while you're working there.
To shift gears a little bit,
okay.
You know, still on the advice side of things, for somebody that might be going into the jail or a person who has family that are going into the jail,
mm-hmm.
If there is any advice you could give them before this happens, what advice would you give them to make their experience with the jail as good as humanly possible?
Are you talking about like people coming in or like working there?
People coming in. People okay. that, you know, would be inmates or being held
okay.
for a period of time.
I would say it's going to kind of sound odd. If you know you have warrants, do the right thing. You know, if you can, we've had people turn themselves in on warrants and stuff that they've had, and they will either try to post bond on it, or they'll, if it's like municipal warrants, they're usually like release after 48 or 72 hours with a return court date. So they'll turn themselves in, sit the 2 or 3 days. We type up their bond paperwork when they get released and stuff, and then we give them a court date and shoo them out the door. If you have warrants, like, and you can post bond on it, turn yourself in, get a hold of a bondsman or whatever you have to do to post bond, and then we'll cut you loose. If you're going to come in, try not to come in under the influence of stuff. We do have protocols in place for people that are withdrawing from substances. We have an on-call doctor. We get a hold of them, say, hey, so-and-so admitted that he's coming down off opiates or barbiturates, something like that. The doc will have us prescribe them. We usually carry meds in stock for withdrawals and stuff like that for X amount of days. And just, I mean, we have the scanner, so try not to bring anything in, because that's just going to cause you to get more charges if you do end up trying to bring stuff in, and on top of what you're already getting brought in for. That's really the only kind of advice that I could probably offer.
All right. Well, is there anything else you would like to add before we sign off?
Like I said, we're hiring. We have some people that have applied. They're in the application process. I think we're going to be scheduling some interviews hopefully soon. But we're always looking for more people, especially because the sheriff is trying to get a new facility. That's like one of his longer term goals. And if he does get that, I don't know how big it's going to be, but I know we're going to need more people to work it effectively. And as it is right now, I just spoke with the major last night while I was working, and we got to put our heads together, because we are adequately staffed, but I would love to have more staff, because in the line of corrections and jailing, it's always best to have more than you need. Just for those instances when something does happen in a pod, you can have more people to respond to it. Like the incident I had, there were just myself and one other person, so I had to go in and handle it by myself, which I did. It wasn't that big of a deal. It wasn't like no punches or anything. It was just like wrestling and stuff, but it happens. You know, I never had to do that in New York, thankfully. I come down here and I've had a couple times where I've had to go hands-on, but...
So if somebody is looking to apply, how do they contact you?
Okay, so we can... you can go online to the Howell County Sheriff's Office website, and I believe there's a link for an application. You can stop by the sheriff's office and ask for one. And I believe after you apply, I think we send it to the investigators so they can start doing like the background checks and everything like that, and see what pops up there, if anything. And then if it gets through the investigators, then they will call and schedule for interviews. And if you do the initial interview, then you'll, and that goes well, then you'll probably get called for a second interview and then probably a job offer.
All right. Well, Travis Stone, thank you so much for coming in, speaking with us, and helping to keep everyone in the jail, not only in line, but also safe.
Thank you.
This is Nate Hudson with Ozark Radio News and News Team 7.